That was Dodgy from last year's album.
Was it the year before? I can't remember now. Three Piece Sweet, anyway, that is the album.
Track was Found You. And Chippy Minton, are you still there?
I am indeed still here, John. I'm not going to come down in a hurry. Hello, listeners. I'm broadcasting from the top of Derby, basically. I'm in the highest tree in Bass's Wreck. Join me is the tree protesters. I've joined them today to try and highlight their plight. And I tell you, I'm still trembling. It's just an adrenaline rush from coming up here. You've got to believe me. It's a real thrill.
And below a natural me, high, indeed.
A natural high, the most natural of highs. Below me is the city of Derby. The cathedral, it's very busy around here. Cockpit Island, it's an amazing amount of traffic coming through every minute. You can probably hear the amount of traffic on the mic. You're probably picking it up.
And I can tell you this is not a background record like the Tweety Birds were earlier on, obviously.
No, exactly. I've got two tree protesters up here with me. First of all, I'd like to introduce Sid, whose little domicile we are currently residing in. Hello, Sid.
Hello, mate. How's it going?
I'm not bad at all. Sorry, John, what were you saying?
Just a technical point. I've got a message here saying, can you talk further from the mic?
Yeah, I've got you there, mate. I've got the mic in the central position.
Lovely.
How's that? Okay, so first, again, I'll introduce Sid. Hello, Sid, how are you?
All right, mate, how are you?
Not bad at all, kid. I've got to tell you, this is a fantastic little treehouse. You've done very well here, mate.
Cheers.
How did you find, what kind of difficulty did you have in constructing something like this 90 feet up in the air?
Yeah. Probably 90 foot, but
we are about 90 feet in the air. Maybe a little less, 85, but we're quite a way up. Yeah, I measured this one earlier.
The hardest thing was getting the wood up, really.
Where did you get all your timber from, mate?
Donations, people donating it, recycled wood.
Oh, right,
we can get.
It's very environmentally friendly, then, this place.
Oh, yeah, got to be, yeah.
Okay, and with me as well is Plum. Plum, are you there? Can you speak up a bit, Airphone, for the purposes of Mike?
Good morning, Derby.
Good morning, Derby, indeed. So, Plum, first of all, why are you here? Why are the tree protesters here? Up 90 feet in the air above Bass's Wreck protesting at the proposed road. Why exactly are you here?
Well, we're here exactly because to oppose the road going over the park, because the park doesn't belong to the people who want to destroy it. It belongs to everyone in Derby.
Yeah, for those people that don't know, it was donated by Michael Thomas Bass, am I right?
That's right, in the 1876 or thereabouts.
1876. And yeah. what was his outline, his guideline for the use of this of Bass's Wreck?
Well, pretty much according to the deeds which we've obtained, Michael Bass left the park to the citizens of Derby forever in perpetuity. And he laid out some quite strict conditions that basically
are going
to be used for recreational purposes.
And nothing other than that. So a road is contrary to Michael Thomas's Bass's...
I can't think of anything which is more contrary to recreational purposes than
so
a road island.
Is this what they're proposing to do, the council? Is this illegal then?
We don't know at this stage. We have got legal advisers looking at this. I think we already have stopped the council from registering the land in their name.
Of course, they can't do that because obviously it's the citizens of Derby. Mm-hmm. Their argument, I would imagine, though, is that putting the road, which, I mean, they suggest or they propose that it'll actually reduce travel time through the city. But by how much, though?
Well, indeed, a very valid point. By almost 6 or 7 seconds.
So, hold on, 6 or 7 seconds.
That's a definite improvement to me.
Shocking,
a drastic improvement.
I mean, that's obviously the humour aside. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's of course until you get to station approach where there's another bottleneck.
So in fact, it probably won't reduce travel time at all because you can have a bottleneck further up the lane and then it's not doing anything.
Well, no, not at all.
It'll just back up here. So it's possible that it will reduce travel time.
No, we think all the development is really doing is making way for the redevelopment of the bus station.
Oh, I see, right. So it's basically just to facilitate further big block concrete structures.
Yeah, that's true. The cockpit island's going to be closed and they're going to build another island actually on our park.
Okay, well, John, what we'll do, we'll break for a tune.
Okay.
And then we'll join us again, 90 feet up in the air, above Derby, at the tree camp, Bass's Wreck, and join us again with the tree protesters, Sid and Plum, amongst others. Over to you, John.
Right, just one other thing to add to this. If you've got anything you want to say about this, pro or con the building that's going on, or is going to go on, or may go on, you can ring us up at Radio Freedom, and the number is 361-068. So...
Hello, that last tune was for Kathy, apparently, and it was appropriate enough, it's for the Beltane, which begins today. It's the first official day of summer. I think it's a druidic festival where lots of virgins go to be gotten deflowered, apparently. You're listening to Radio Freedom 106.8 FM. We're broadcasting from the top of the tallest tree on Bass's Wreck. We're here with the tree camp protesters. Give us a call if you've got anything to add to this debate, which is currently undergoing, on 3616... oh, God, what is it? 361-068. I'm very sorry, I'm very tired still. Nervous exhaustion, just climbed 90 feet. I'm not used to it, and believe me, anyway, I'm shaking in the wind, and I'm still a little bit overcome by all of it. With me here, up 90 feet up in the air, above Derby, are two of the tree protesters, Plum and Sid. We'll be talking to them in just a little moment. I just want to try and give you a picture of what it's like up here. It is strangely surreal. Through the foliage of the tree, I can hear the birds tweeting, and then, of course, I can hear this overwhelming rumble of traffic. If you're in a car and you're passing the Cockpit Island and you're listening to the show, just pat your papa. Honk your hooter if you're with us, if you're listening. As I said, it's quite a surreal sight because in front of me, we've got this mammoth construction undergoing, which is just a huge concrete block, which is a car park. It obliterates the view, pretty much, of the city from where I am. And of course, if you're driving through the island, it's overwhelming, really. It basically just imposes itself all over you. And it is quite monstrous, actually. I've got to say, it's just a huge block. I don't know what it'll be like when it's finished, but if you're driving around the island, it certainly will remove all of your daylight at one particular point. Okay. You used to be able to see right across the town. Yes, that's, yeah. Snake Lovebug, you have joined me now. Hello, Snake.
Hello, Chippy.
How
Hello,
was that?
Snake.
There's John Pages joining in. How was the climb, Snake?
It's all right. Not too bad at all. It's
quite
nice, isn't it? It's very exhausting. And that harness didn't help pinch in some of the more delicate places.
Okay, I won't need to go into any more detail as to exactly where that, but suffice it to say, it challenged your manhood.
It certainly did.
My harness was a little bit slack, and I was upside, when I relaxed and hanging back, I was upside down, so it made it doubly difficult for me. Well, that's my excuse anyway. You guys, I've got to tell you, I've got to pay testament to you now. You must be well fit and very, very healthy.
Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah, says Sid. He's actually born and bred in Derby. And by trade, what do you do?
I'm a gardener. Off the tree.
You're a gardener. Yeah. So you can testify, actually, to the fact that when you moved into this tree, it was in need of some repair.
Yeah. The first job I had to do was remove all dead branches. Some were actually overhanging the footpath today, which is dangerous.
Of course, the passers-by as well as anything else.
Yeah.
So, it's obviously, the rest of the park, was that also in a similar state of neglect?
Well, it hasn't been worked on as it should have been. No.
Why do you think that is, Plum, considering this is actually one of the people's parks?
Well, we feel that the council have deliberately let the park slip into neglect over, I don't know, probably quite a long period of time. I mean, there are no swings and slides for the kids, there are no litter bins, the only litter bin on the park is ours. There are no benches, there's not even decent access to the park. You've got to cross about 12 busy lanes of traffic to actually get here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, part of what we're saying is not just to save the park from a road development. We reckon Derby Council should pull their finger out and actually put some money into the park.
Yeah, because their
because
argument
could be
is
a very positive inner-city vibrant space.
Yeah, their argument is that, as far as I understand it, that they feel free to develop this park for roadland because for roadways, I beg your pardon, because it's not actually used. But as you say, do you think there's an active policy to deter people from using it?
Well, the council have denied this when we have confronted them with it, so you're probably right.
So there's a possibility then that they've actually got an active policy which is designed not to encourage people to use it.
Well, it probably speaks for itself. There is no facilities on this park whatsoever, enjoy picking up litter.
Right, so there's rubbish on the park,
Very little now.
But there's
work being done down in the Fleam.
When
we first arrived here, not me personally, there was more rubbish down there in the Fleam and on the banks than you could shake a stick at.